welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. It's all part of our 2010 draft coverage, and it's presented by Fox Sports Houston. Drew Doherty in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium, and I'm sitting next to Jason Lockenfora of NFL.com and the NFL Network. Jason, thanks so much for joining us today. Pretty fun week here in Indianapolis. A lot of stuff going on, and we're going to kind of tailor it towards what the Texans are looking at. First of all, what's your impression of this ball club moving forward into 2010?
Well, I think they started to make believers of a lot of people last year, and maybe even themselves. There's still some hurdles to overcome and still some things they'll need to sort out personnel-wise, and I'm guessing particularly on the defensive side of the ball. And losing Kyle Shanahan is a blow as well, although Coach Kubiak is well-versed in the offense there, so they're equipped to handle it. But, I mean, again, it's a team that seems to be on the cusp, and we've said that before, but I think they're closer now than before, if that makes sense. And I like some of the young players they've added on defense. I think they just need to continue in that route, get a few things right in free agency, get a few things right in the draft. They're in a tough division, but still could be a formidable team.
Yeah, looking at the draft, that's obviously the reason we're all here in Indianapolis. You know, what sort of if somebody said, hey, who the Texans taking in the first round, given their pick, it's going to be around 19 or 20, depending on the coin flip. What sort of guy leaps out at you that would be the best option for him at that instant?
You know, I don't know that I have one right now for them, to be honest with you. And frankly, I don't really start looking at the draft until mid-March or April when you get through free agency. Then I think you really have a better idea of what needs have been addressed and what haven't. Maybe how teams are operating in terms of their budget, who's spending, who isn't, who will maybe try to move up in the draft, and who's probably content with where they are. I mean, I think they're a team that could go in a bunch of different directions. You know, Donte Robinson moving on, you may want to address some things on the back end. Could they add some depth and quality to their front seven? Certainly. You know, and they've got some young guys there who I think their self-scouting will really be important in determining is there a need or isn't there. You know, I mean, I think of the kid Okoye right off the top of my head. You know, that's an important position on a football team. Is he going to be a player or isn't he? And if he's not, at what point do we maybe have to find the guy who can anchor our defense?
Did the you mentioned the Robinson move. Did that? How much did that surprise you? If at all.
I can't say it surprised me too much, just because when you start looking at the numbers and to do it to a guy a second time and to pay, you know, $12 million, it's a lot of money. And you're still looking at a situation where you're faced with the same possibility again a year from now. Who knows what 2011 will look like and whether there will still be franchise tags or won't be. But the bottom line is it'd be another guy on a one-year deal where there's no security on either side. And it just seemed like that marriage kind of gradually deteriorated a little bit. They were never really able to come to terms on a long-term deal or an agreement that would keep him there for a while. And I always got the sense just from the outside that maybe they're not sure who will be the guy he was before the injury.
How good a cornerback is he, though, do you think?
I think the jury's still out, and I think that's part of the reason why they're not ready to, or couldn't come to terms on a long-term agreement, because, you know, he's going to look at some of his best moments, and he's going to look at what that franchise tag would be and figure that establishes a market for him. And they're going to look and say, well, you had an injury, and it took you a while to come back, which is natural, but maybe you're not that dynamic-type player anymore. Maybe you are a step slower now. And so you can understand both sides of the coin. It'll all come out in the wash in free agency. Now, the thing he's got going for him is he's a young guy in a free agent class that most of the guys are over 30. You know, you could be 29 in this free agent class and be relatively young. So, he's going to hit the market there, be the youngest guy to hit the market. And I'm sure he'll do all right and he'll find a suitor. Will that turn out to be a quality contract or not, though, remains to be seen. But I can understand where they're coming from, given some of the other issues on the team and given what they'd have to pay him.
For the bulk of the franchise's history, kind of been anonymous on the large part in NFL circles. On a national basis, you know, you mingle with those guys. What's the impression of the Texans? And what's, you know, you mentioned on the cusp a little earlier in this interview, but what sort of thought do you guys give the Texans, if any?
Well, I think one thing that sort of hurt them is they haven't had the big time Sunday night, Monday night games. They haven't played really, truly late season meaningful games that the whole country was watching. So I think that's part of why they've kind of been one of the best kept secrets. But when you start talking about quality young talent, they've got it in a lot of places. And they're obviously an explosive offense. And I think, you know, Schaub being able to perform and help them win some late games. Yes, it didn't get him in the playoffs, but I think he's starting to maybe get over the hump mentally a little bit too, in terms of there's a lot of guys who put up great numbers, but is he a winning quarterback? When all is said and done and we absolutely need a win this Sunday, is he going to help us get it? But again, it's a tough division. I mean, maybe the toughest division in football. There could be, and I could see a scenario now, and again, we haven't even gotten into free agency, much less the draft, much less, you know, training camp. But I could see three teams from that division possibly making the playoffs next year. I mean, I think that's legitimate. And it's going to be tough. And again, it'll be late season in-division games against a physical team like Tennessee, against a physical team like the Jags, even though the Jags don't have the talent base of some of the other teams in that division. You know, will they be able to win those games? And it'll be tough. But again, they opened my eyes in a lot of respects last year. I liked how they finished. Not that they haven't finished strong before, but it just seemed a little more legitimate to me. I'm kind of buying in a little bit more now, and I think they do have a lot in place to be a team that could finally get in the playoffs.
We know you're a busy guy. We got to wrap this up, but before we go, who are you keeping your eye on this week at this combine?
You know,
is that maybe the broadest question you've been asked?
Yeah, but I mean, I want to see McCoy and Sue, you know, the two defensive tackles, and just see, you know, how many reps they have and what they look like running and how ripped are they and you know, that sort of thing. I mean, I don't think too many people would argue that there's better prospects in this draft than those two guys. And I think the other subplot will just be quarterbacks, the fact that pretty much nobody's throwing and a lot of guys won't be doing a whole lot of anything, which is not completely out of the norm. But considering there are so many questions about a Tebow, about a Clawson, about a Bradford for health issues or otherwise, it would have been nice to be able to see them do a little bit more. But it's all about the pro days, really. I mean, we're here at the combine and it's great. But a lot of these guys will be made, you know, sort of the make and break moments will come at their pro days, particularly at the skill positions.
You're a good man, Jason Lockenforo. We appreciate your work. We appreciate your time. We love checking you out on NFL.com and the NFL Network.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Let's do it again.